Hello and welcome to this episode of Magic Matters. My name is Denny.
I'm Erica.
And we are so glad you're here. Settle in, friends. Find a comfy couch, maybe a blankie, and bundle up because we are making it through 2025 together in these winter moments. And we have something big to talk about today.
Oh yeah, you are finally getting the Disneyland debrief that you've been waiting for.
Amazing. We've all been waiting with bated breath. And
since
now
November.
And now it's here. But first things first, we want to give a shout out to our producer, Lightstrong Media. We cannot do it without her, quite literally. And we are so thankful for her. So definitely follow her on all things social.
Yes.
And if you're not already, please follow Magic Matters Pod. Like, subscribe, all the things, follow, all the things. We'd love to be able to have you here hanging out on a more consistent basis.
Yes. That
is your word for 2025. Yes. You revealed in last week's episode, consistency. So we'll be consistent together.
Let's all be consistently hanging out.
Exactly.
But Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays. So what do you have for us in our little check-in?
So for our check-in, do you have a Disney moment?
Disney moment. So for me, my Disney moment is seeing Candlelight Processional one last time. My husband sang in it for the 10th year.
Wow, 10 years.
Yeah, this past Festival of the Holidays. And it's just so much fun to be able to cheer for him. And I do it silently because the cast members aren't allowed to interact with people as they walk out.
Yeah.
You're supposed to keep your eyes forward and continue on. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of sit there and I kind of go, there's my man. But it's just so much fun. And the narrators are always so great. And there's just something special about being in that park, especially at night. And so just being there, I got to eat some of the foods that I wanted to eat. I went in with my Festival of the Holidays cookie tote that I purchased on the first day of the festival when you and I were there. Mm-hmm. And I told this in my Instagram stories, but the cast member at L'Chaim, when I was there to buy two black and white cookies, she looked at me and said, "Where did you get that?" And like very stoically.
Yeah.
And I went, it was offered as part of the festival merchandise this year. And she said, "I know, but it's been sold out for forever. Where did you get that?" And I said,
"Day one."
I purchased it on day one because it was flying off the shelves. And she said, "Oh, okay, that explains it." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." Because she was very, it was a big thing.
Well, like it's one of the best like festival merch they've made.
You give me a Caboodles to put cookies in? Yes, please. I would like that.
I'd like 10.
Right now. I was going on a business trip, took my little briefcase into Epcot, my little cookie briefcase, and got to try a bunch of the cookies that I had not yet done, which was very important to me.
Yeah.
So it was fun to get to do that. What about you?
So mine isn't really the parks. I haven't been to the parks yet in 2025, which spoiler alert, it's only day four.
You got time.
But one of my holiday traditions is to watch the Christmas Day parade on the TV. And so I didn't work Christmas morning.
Okay.
So I got to sit down on the couch with the cats, have my little breakfast, and watch the parade. And I don't know what it is. I always have done that since I was a kid, and it just carried with me as an adult.
Love that.
It's not Christmas Day until I've seen the Christmas parade. I'm the same way about Thanksgiving. I have to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. I don't care that it's 4 hours long. From start to finish, we're watching it.
Not a live vocal to be had. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
I have to.
Good for you.
And one of my friends that I grew up dancing with is on Broadway now, so sometimes she's in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She's in Death Becomes Her right now, so she was
in my gosh. Amazing.
So, for the Christmas parade, I have friends that are performers at Disney who are in the parade, and to see my friends dancing on TV,
cool
always
beans.
Just really fun. So that for me, having the peace to just be on the couch with the cats, watch my parade, and you know, like this year, the parade truly was a big infomercial for the Disney treasure, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I don't really care.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's just so fun to watch. And they say bounce between Disneyland and Disney World, and it just makes my heart so happy. Mm-hmm. So my Disney moment was being able to watch that in peace.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Very good. And then my other question is, do you have any song right now that's like on repeat for you?
I don't have a song that's on, I don't per se. I'm in a funky moment right now where my brain just wants to have TV playing in the background more than music. But I will say that I fell back on an old favorite last night because I kind of found myself being a little anxious.
Okay.
And so I turned on the Carthay Circle Players. Jazz album that they play in the Carthay Circle restaurant in Disneyland, in Disney California Adventure. So that is, it's Disney standards done in a very cool mm-hmm. and jazzy way and upbeat way. Also something that I'm really enjoying in Apple Music, there's a feature, they've done all these playlists for you, you know, suggested playlists. And there's one called Feel Good. And it's all feel-good music. And it's kind of pulled from things that you enjoy or like that you enjoy, but also just others as well. So I'm listening. I'll just put that on and randomly enjoy what pops up because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be something that that's really good. But it's all very bright and upbeat.
Okay.
That's where I am right now. What about you?
I love that. So for me, because we've started a new year, I've been listening to Taylor Swift's New Year's Day.
Mm.
I love that song. I played it right after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So when it finally became Year's Day. And I just think that song is so pretty. Mm. It's so mm-hmm. soft.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I feel like I'm in this era of just like being soft and
mm-hmm.
just comfortable.
Okay.
And that song makes me feel comfortable and,
that's cool.
and warm. So that song right now for me has been on repeat.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
You can't see her, but we have the Eras book right next to us. She's with us.
Taylor.
So we say thank you to her. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Taylor.
We appreciate you. I'd like to listen to Taylor's version of New Year's Day because it's on reputation. So.
Yes. Come on. We're waiting for that.
We're waiting. Much love.
All right.
Now that we've done that, we can officially talk about Disneyland. So, we went to Disneyland.
Not me. Erica and Jaleesa.
Yes, we went to Disneyland November 14th through the 18th.
Uh-huh.
We had 3.5 park days, essentially 4 park days, because we landed at noon, and we were in the parks late that day.
Okay.
So, essentially spent like a whole day.
Okay.
The way we broke it up was that we landed at noon.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the parks by 2.
Okay.
We had a lamplight. We were in DCA first day. California Adventure Lamplight Lounge mm-hmm. was booked
for
3 o'clock. That is
always the correct way to start off.
And it was so great. Jaleesa ended up having, how many beers did you try on the trip? I think it was 7.
I think so. Wait, hold on.
It was 7 or 6. What, 2 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Or one of them being at Lamplight.
Uh-huh.
What was one that you had at Lamplight? I know you liked it a lot.
Eight.
We shared the plant-based burger at Lamplight.
I thought you were going to say the plant-based beer.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like,
no.
Ma'am.
So I tried the orange creamsicle at Lamplight, but then I didn't get it that day. And I tried to go back the next day to get it.
It was gone.
They didn't have it. Yeah. Then I had the All Hallows Chocolate Peanut Butter Imperial Stout from Oma Gang at Lamplight that day.
Okay.
And FYI, all the beers that I had, I didn't finish all of them. The churro ale, though, I kept having multiple because that was phenomenal.
So the churro ale leads into, as we were there, the holidays were starting. So Festival of the Holidays had started, and the churro beer was part of the Festival of the Holidays.
Okay.
But interesting to know, if you do enjoy beer at Lamplight, it is, they rotate beers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll run out because they only have it for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So just keep an eye out for the rotating selection there. But so we went to Lamplight and it was beautiful just to look out at Pixar Pier. And that day, we were like, we're taking it in. Today, we are trying to do what we can do, but we're not going to, like, hit the ground running today because we've been flying all day. It's a whole thing. But we made sure to go watch the lights come on in Cars Land that day. And that was a little emotional.
I bet.
And what was really cute was that, you know, the music's playing, right? So we start slow dancing with each other. And then people around us start slow dancing with each other. And it was just really cute.
Oh.
The second day we had, our first full day.
Okay.
Which was like, we hit the ground running.
Where did you start?
We rope dropped at Disneyland.
Okay.
And that was, so this day was a mix of Disneyland and DCA because this was the one day that we got Lightning Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. we wanted to make the most of it because when you buy Lightning Lane there, it's for both parks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we were strategic. It tells you the next time that you can book your Lightning Lane.
Okay.
So we had alarms set. We did everything.
Do it.
I have a list of every ride that we accomplished.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But at Disneyland, what did we road drop the first day? Where did we go? That wasn't the day that we rope dropped Toads. Because we did. We were the first people to rope Toads on our second Disneyland day.
Oh my gosh. You are doing it right.
Oh! We got Haunted Mansion Holiday that day. We were group three. So we were immediately called when the park opened.
Oh, I love that.
So we ran out there.
That's awesome.
Which I loved Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. So while we're on the topic of Disneyland, I'm just going to list out everything that we rode.
Okay.
Disneyland Railway. We only rode half. We needed a way to get to the front of the park. Okay, I'm sorry. Winnie the Pooh, Space Mountain, Finding Nemo, Alice in Wonderland, Storybook Canal. It's a Small World Holiday, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Big Thunder, Buzz Lightyear, Mickey and Minnie's House. Not a ride, but still an attraction. Haunted Mansion Holiday, Indiana Jones, Pirates, Matterhorn, Roger Rabbit. We walked the Adventure Treehouse, Pinocchio's Daring Journey, Snow White's Enchanted Wish, Sleeping Beauty Castle Walkthrough, and the Main Street Vehicles. That's everything we did at Disneyland.
That's amazing. That's okay. amazing.
Lightning Lane was probably one of the best things that we did.
Okay.
So we did the whole morning at okay. Disneyland that day.
Okay.
At around 1, walked back to the Disneyland Hotel, took a little hour break, right? Mm-hmm. Just needed a little reset.
Love this.
Turned around and then walked into DCA because we did Web Slingers and Mission Breakout.
Nice.
Using Lightning Lane.
Miamor.
Okay, I have to put my input. Comment below if you enjoy the Nemo ride because I'm a huge Nemo fan and I did not enjoy it.
No.
Erica, did you enjoy it?
No.
Danny, did
yes!
you? Yes. Have you enjoyed it?
Absolutely, I have.
Okay.
Because it's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I mean, that's the way that you get a touchstone to that.
I mean,
classic
it was fine. But it got to a point where I was like, we're still in here?
It is. Okay, so when I was a kid, I rode 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea in the Magic Kingdom with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember entering that sub and going down mm-hmm. into that sub and just peering out the window as a child going, holy cow. The squid, all of the things, the shipwreck, like I can see all of it. It was so amazing. So yeah, it wasn't purpose built for Nemo, bless. Okay, it just wasn't, but I still enjoy it because of that touchstone.
Our ride started with this lady having a panic attack.
What?
Because you've been in line for 20 minutes. You know this thing is underwater.
You are getting sealed into a sub.
She sits down and they close it and she starts pulling on, because the cast member's standing up there. She's pulling on the cast member's pant leg, and the cast member's like, hang on, we'll get you out. She's like, and I'm like, girl, I feel bad for you. We had 20 minutes to figure this out.
Yes.
So I think it's starting that way.
Well, like, we respect everyone that has a panic attack, but the thing is that she was with her family, and her husband, I think, was staring at her, really confused, and then her son was just really amazed by the ride, so I don't know if they were locals or not, but I don't know. She didn't want to be
she
there.
She was not about
day.
It.
No.
She was not about
Which
it.
Which is, that's your purview. If you don't, if you want off that attraction, they'll get you off that attraction. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I still enjoy it. Yeah.
When I look at that lagoon, you know what I think of?
What?
So after 20,000 Leagues mm-hmm. here at our Disney. Mm-hmm. It, that whole area turned into like Ariel's Grotto, mm-hmm. and she had her meet and greet, and Triton was in the thing.
Paved over. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It made me think of that, and like my, because that was like my childhood, mm-hmm. was that whole okay. area. And that area was beautiful. Don't get me wrong, New Fantasyland, gorgeous, whatever, mm-hmm. but it was so different. But so anyway, we did Mission Breakout, love.
Yeah.
Love. Web yeah. slingers, my arms were sore.
Yes.
And then I forgot to mention, on the first night, Big Money Ballers, we bought the individual Lightning Lane for Road the
Rose
the Cars ride.
Yes, the Cars attraction. Thank you.
I forget what it's called. Uh-huh. And we had so much fun on that ride. Jaleesa got off that ride and she's like, I'm never leaving Cars Land.
The best ride in the whole world.
Oh, we have please. A map that has a name.
Hold please. Hold please. Cars Land. Cars Land. There it is. Cars Land.
Oh, where Radiator Spring Racers.
Yes, Radiator Springs Racers. That's it.
I was thinking of the Mickey Roadster Disney yeah. Junior show.
The racers. The cars that go around and around.
But yeah, so we did Web Slingers, and then after that, we made our way back to Disneyland to mm-hmm. close out the night. Mm-hmm. I am sorry. I'm a cold person. I could not sit in one spot and watch Fantasmic that night. I couldn't do it. I didn't have it in me.
Because why? It was
cold?
I was
cold.
Okay.
And it was like, it was so packed that I felt like I couldn't breathe.
That is a very jam-packed right. portion. That I is was a like, pinch point.
I was like, next year, we'll try to work on that. We'll figure it out. But this year, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. So, but instead,
so did you do a dining package or no?
No.
So that is that's the way to see to it. That's the way to see it.
But instead, we ate at Tiana's Palace.
Love this for you. What did you have?
Whatever the plant-based option was. It was okay. really good.
Okay, good.
I think it was, hang on, let me pull up the menu because I wrote it, I knew I wrote it down somewhere, but what it was really good. And then I was worried because, you know, here's the thing. My wife, picky eater. We love her, even though she's a picky eater. So oh, I was worried dear. There would be an option, but guess what? They had mac and cheese. So she was fine.
Here, here.
Let me see. I'm pulling up the menu now. I look at this map and I get so sad.
I miss you.
The only thing that I'm really sad about, they don't have allergy-friendly beignets. Like what we do here.
Really?
Yes. So, because I had asked, and they're like, yeah, no friend. And I was like, great.
Come on, Tiana.
Okay. The plant-based option is the seven greens gumbo with okra, yams, sweet potatoes, and heirloom rice.
That sounds good. $14.99.
It was really good. What did you get? You got the baked mac and cheese that came with orange and applesauce and a small beverage. She liked it.
It's a counter service location, right. quick serve, but kind of comes with a, like a heightened yeah. elevated experience.
And the ambiance sitting outside mm-hmm. is really nice too, because you have, where everyone's getting ready to watch Fantasmic, you have the sound of the train, yeah. you have Haunted Mansion over there. So that was mm-hmm. really nice too. And then, so that's how we ended our night. And then we took a walk through Galaxy's Edge because cool. Miss Jaleesa knows the entire layout of the Galaxy's Edge here mm-hmm. at Walt Disney World. So she needed to make sure that this was
she
similar,
needed to check on
if
things.
Not the same.
Right.
So we did a little walk through
Smart.
Through there. Yeah. We made the rule that we were not going to spend time doing the attractions in Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
Because we were like, we have Galaxy's Edge at home.
Right, right, right.
But we did walk through it. So that was nice. But I think we spent, like, so much time strolling and enjoying mm-hmm. Disneyland on our last day. Because this second day was go, go, go.
Okay.
After our first Disneyland day, we had our first Disney California Adventure Day.
Okay.
Full day. And that was a lot of fun. We did Incredicoaster.
Mm.
I got to meet Luisa and Isabella from Encanto, and
that's amazing.
I lost my mind.
I bet.
And I think that's one of the things that I have to mention is we were there for the holidays, and the one thing that I always feel that is lacking here at Walt Disney World is the Hispanic representation of the holidays. Mm-hmm. And over on the Paradise Pier side, mm-hmm. so like not the Pixar mm-hmm. full section where the Boardwalk Pizza
yep.
is and stuff.
Yep.
That whole area, is dedicated to that. And there was this little parade that came mm-hmm. out, okay? Like a little cavalcade, it like parks itself. Yeah.
It's the Paradise Gardens Park area. That. Paradise Gardens.
And the three Camaros come out mm-hmm. on their float.
Bless.
And they're so cute. And then Mickey and Minnie join them. And what I loved is that obviously in Southern California, you're mm-hmm. next to Mexico. There's a lot of Mexican influence. But in this show, it wasn't just Mexican influence. They had the beginning portion with the three Caballeros, and then all of a sudden, these other dancers came out, and they were dancing salsa. Mm-hmm. And so it was, like, the Caribbean influence. And then they were doing the samba, so, like, the Brazilian, and, like,
how that, fun.
It was just, it was mind-blowing. And it made us emotional, because I'm like, wow, like, I feel like our culture is mm-hmm. so represented in these parks. Mm-hmm. And it just felt beautiful in that way. And so that day, we really just took everything in, and we realized that so many rides there get cute little holiday overlays. Tomater's ride, mm-hmm. Luigi's ride, mm-hmm. both have Christmas soundtracks. So oh. fun. So simple.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
We did Monsters, Inc. We rode the trolley. We did the trolley all the way around.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
Which was beautiful.
May it rest in
right.
peace.
May
My
it rest.
Gosh.
That day was just great. And that's the day that Julissa had the churro ale, I think, twice.
Okay.
You had another beer there, too, at DCA.
Oh, I had plenty at
DCA. I got these, chicharrones, but chicken chicharrones. They were really good from the Festival of Holidays as well.
Yeah.
Did you have your list? Do you have a question?
No, I don't think everyone wants to know my list. But
we want to know.
Because what I do is that I write down where they're from. So the churro ale, hold on, I will tell you where it's from. The orange creamsicle was from San Diego. The All Hallows was not from California, so I was a little sad about that one. Because I try to go to places and get beers from that place, like from California. Top Secret IPA was Ballast Point. That was the brewery that's in Downtown Disney, and then Easy Rider Lager, Ballast Point as well. Crown and Hops, 8 Trail Pilsner, Fresno, California. That was also at that, I went back to DCA, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We went back to the Lamp Lounge, but, like, we sat at the outside.
Yes, yeah.
That's
yeah.
where that one was.
I feel like we need to have a flat Julissa here when Julissa is talking off camera into
just
the mic.
Face.
Like, flat Stanley, flat Julissa.
Yeah. And then there's a Garage Brewing Churro Ale, Murrieta, California. That's, sorry if I pronounced that wrong. But that's the churro ale that I was mentioning from the festival. And then there's Mission Brewing Winter Wonderland White Chocolate Stout, San Diego, California. I love stouts. I don't really like white chocolate stouts is what I discovered after that one. I think I had a few sips and I said, yeah, I'm done with
yeah.
this. And then Ballast Point Grapefruit Sculpin IPA. That's one that I tried with the bartender there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my list.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun though.
That's cool.
Our DCA day felt like really nice. Very peaceful. We did take a break in the middle of the day. And then come back.
That's part of the perk of staying at one of their three hotels mm-hmm. is that you can pop back to the Disneyland Hotel. It's a little quick walk through downtown Disney.
One of the days that we were like really tired,
mm-hmm.
I think it was our first Disneyland day, or maybe our last, I was like, I don't want to walk up Main Street right now. Everyone's waiting for these holiday fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just want to get to the room.
Yeah.
So we went on the little monorail. Doo, doo, doo.
Perfect.
And it took us right there. Quick little walk.
Yeah. Little Tomorrowland station. Yeah. At Disneyland, you can get out of the park and onto a monorail in Tomorrowland.
Yeah. Which it's I thought that was really, really
wild.
Cool. That's the mistake I made. I didn't pack enough layers. So at night, I got really cold and really uncomfortable.
Okay.
So when we go back, I need to make sure I have plenty of layers.
Yeah.
I felt so cold.
I'm so sorry.
But it was just an amazing trip. And I have our favorites written down, like our highlights from the trip. So I'll start with Julissa's. Cars Land. 100%.
Amen.
Rope dropping toads. So our second Disneyland day, we are rope dropping. We are going straight to Fantasyland. We're getting stuff done that we haven't finished yet. Because we had a list of things that we hadn't finished. Toads is one of them. We run there. No one else is running towards Toads.
Why not?
We get there, and the cast members are just standing there. No one else is in the line. No one else is on the ride. No one's unloading. No one's loading. And we're like, oh, we're the first people getting on Toads. And so we ran on there. What a great time.
Ugh.
And then Julissa fell in love with Alice in Wonderland.
Oh,
she wanted to ride it even more times, but
it's so good.
She loved it. And she brought her little white rabbit, Nuimo,
with
her to the trip, so that was really cute. Obviously, she loved Pixar Pier.
Mm-hmm.
She's a big Pixar mm-hmm. fan over here.
Mm-hmm. And you saw Anger, right? Was Anger out?
Yes, we saw Anger and Sadness.
But Anger walked away the moment we got there.
Yeah, it was time for
so
to go.
I remember, I think I texted Denny.
Yeah.
I said, well, right. Anger goes to go control my board again.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Her so other favorite attraction was Roger Rabbit.
Go figure.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's cool.
She loved it. And okay. We went, and it was a 20-minute wait. I'm like, I don't think it's 20 minutes. It was 20 minutes. But it was fine. She's spinning the car around. She thought it was so fun. And then, of course, being able to try different beers at California Adventure was a big thing for her. And then I have a lot of favorites.
Okay.
We met so many characters on this trip, and to me, that was one of my favorites. I got to meet Nick and Judy together.
Oh my gosh, and that would be amazing.
That was my first time ever getting to meet those characters, so I was over the moon excited, okay?
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I have seen all the different holiday decor, because it was beautifully done.
Okay.
In both parks. Mm. I absolutely loved the holiday decor.
Mm-hmm.
Loved watching the Christmas parade at Disneyland. I do have to say I like ours better.
Okay.
I think where we were placed, maybe that's why the pacing was off, because there was a big turn they had to make. So there's like big spacing between the floats.
Mm-hmm.
I just love our soundtrack
mm-hmm.
better.
Okay.
But I loved the choreography in this parade. Mm. A lot. And it was beautiful.
Good.
It was
good.
Beautiful. Absolutely. But there were some things that Miss Clarabelle, she killed it in this parade though, let me tell you.
Cheers
to Clarabelle. Mm-hmm. She is.
Uh-huh.
But it was really great to see their holiday parade. My other thing was doing the walkthrough of Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh my gosh.
I love being able to walk mm-hmm. through there.
Mm-hmm.
Fun story. So Julissa cool. got scared. More scared what? Than she's ever gotten scared what? At Halloween Horror Nights. Because you know how in the castle you like look through the things and you see different things?
Uh-huh.
So there's the one portion where you're looking through the door and it's like the guard, right?
Right.
And at one point the guard like pops out, right? She screamed.
Oh my stars.
She did not expect it.
Okay.
And then it gaslit her because
she said I was trying to record again to tell our dear friend Denny. I was going to show it to her. And then no. I was recording for, I kid you not, like 2 to 3 minutes, and it didn't do it again, even if I, like, pressed my phone forward or my head forward.
Yeah.
Again,
no. Somebody was watching.
They did it on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On
mm-hmm.
purpose.
Yeah.
But I thought that was such a fun thing to do. It was great to be inside the castle absolutely. And see everything. I loved that. Another thing was riding the Main Street vehicles.
Mm.
We did that, and it was beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah.
We got to eat at Carnation Cafe, and we sat outside.
Oh!
And it was beautiful just to watch Main Street sitting out there. Yeah.
And you know that Walt loved that place.
Yes.
And, like...
They have his picture in there and everything, and so, like, that's amazing. Why I was like, I know it's just, like, it's normal breakfast food or whatever, like, mm-hmm. got a Mickey waffle, but the history of it
mm-hmm.
was really nice. And our server, he was so sweet.
Oh.
We love him.
I forgot to mention, hi, it's Julissa again, the floating head. I did have a pickle, because Erica said
yes, it is in that pickle.
One. I didn't really like it, personally, not my thing. But I do like pickles. I don't know, I've just never eaten a whole pickle.
You also had a churro. You said it felt like a hug.
It did.
Like,
yeah, it did.
Yeah. But eating at Carnation Cafe was amazing. And then I also have the red trolley written down because I love the red trolley. And then, of course, Cars Land. Like, we have both figured out that our favorite park is California Adventure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love Disneyland Park because it's nostalgic. Like, we walked into Disneyland on our first Disneyland date. We both had tears in our eyes. We stopped. We looked at Walt's apartment. Like, you feel the emotion. You feel the history. But the park also feels familiar. Mm-hmm. Because it is familiar, mm-hmm. you know? Their rides are maybe better than our Magic Kingdom rides, but it feels familiar.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
DCA is something completely different than what we have.
Yeah.
And some people don't like that park, but to me, she's quirky. She's a little different.
She's amazing.
And I like quirky. Mm-hmm. I like different. That's why I like Epcot. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just think there's so many, like, nook and crannies. Like, walking through Grizzly Peak is so peaceful. It was beautiful over there.
It's wonderful.
And watching the sunset over Pixar Pier, mm-hmm. like, I feel like we talk about this. Disney parks come alive at night. Mm-hmm. Something about that park at night is just beautiful.
It is.
It's just gorgeous. So we fell in love with DCA. That's our favorite park. As for Downtown Disney, Julissa has mentioned the name already, but Ballast Brewing, love that place. Mm-hmm. It's not just a brewery, like, they have food, but the staff was so nice. Something we're not used to seeing in a lot of businesses here. Huge pride flag next to their, like, employee door where they get, like, soft drinks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Huge.
Okay.
And it was so sweet. And then I had mentioned, Julissa wanted to go look at merchandise. That's her thing in breweries. She goes and looks at the merch.
Okay.
She's like, if I like the place, I'll get a hat or whatever, or a sticker. She leaves me alone. And I'm just talking to our bartender. And I mentioned that we're here on our wedding anniversary trip. And then he's like, free round on me.
Oh.
And I wasn't even drinking. I'm like, well, this can be a free round. Like, give me a hard cider. Like, it's fine. It was just such a sweet experience.
That's awesome.
And I loved it. And it became, like, it was our first night, right, being in California. And that set the tone for the whole trip.
Yeah.
I was like, that was such an act of kindness. And when we talk about inclusion, I feel inclusion when in those parks over there California.
Sure.
It was really beautiful. So overall, just, like, such a beautiful, a beautiful trip. I have the list of the rides that we did at California Adventure as well. Red Trolley, Monsters, okay. Inc. We went into the Animation Academy building. We met Elsa.
Oh.
Web Slingers, Mission Breakout, Luigi's Rockin' Roadsters, Mater's Junkyard, Radiator Spring Racers, the Redwood Creek Trail, Incredicoasters, Jessie's Carousel, Julissa's favorite ride.
What?
That's the first ride we did at DCA. Yes,
that's awesome.
We watched the Guardians dance off, very cute. Watched the Spider-Man flippy thing, very cool.
Yeah.
Saw the Avengers assemble. The Deadpool story time. One of the best things.
Really?
Ever. It was so funny. I was laughing so hard the entire time.
That's awesome.
It was really, really funny. As for food at DCA, other than eating at Lamplight, we ate at the Boardwalk Pizza Pasta. They're like plant-based pasta dish they have, so good.
That's awesome.
It was really good. I think Julissa got a pepperoni pizza. We were really happy sitting out there. It was so nice sitting outside.
It's a nice little underrated
I liked area. It was cute. One of, like, my, like, little weird things, I love the award wieners.
Oh.
The little hot dog stop over there at the front of the park.
Okay.
I love that place.
Okay.
We had dinner at Flo's, also, one of the nights.
Okay.
Just simple, like, plant-based burger. It wasn't anything, like, out of this world, but it was cute to, like, step into
Flo's Cafe, like, V8
so
Cafe.
That was really nice.
That's so cool.
I also have everything that we did rated out of 10.
What?
So,
okay.
I won't go through all of them, but I'll say our top rated.
We also had food at Disneyland.
We did at the hang on, I have it written down. At the Rancho place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rancho.
I'm still dreaming about that place.
Yeah. We had really
Rancho
good food.
Zocalo.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Rancho Cucamonga is an actual place.
The the food there was really great. We were getting really hungry, and we were trying to figure out where to go. And I was like, you know what? We love Mexican Tex-Mex food. So we made our way there. Really, really good food.
Good.
We really enjoyed it. Yeah, we have the name here. I chose down Rancho, Rancho because I didn't write the rest.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, Rancho del Zocalo.
Yeah.
Restaurante.
Very good. Really enjoyed that. We ate three places. That's a Carnation Cafe, Rancho, and then Tiana's.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to read off our highest ranked attractions.
Okay.
Space Mountain, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Alice in Wonderland, Jaleesa gave a 12 out of 10.
Wow, Jaleesa. That's amazing.
It's a Small World Holiday. We gave 10 out of 10 because the holiday overlay was absolutely gorgeous.
Really? Okay.
Mr. Toad's also got 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Big Thunder also got 10 out of 10.
Okay, let's also say I throw 10 out of 10s and 12 out of 10s loosely, like always. So,
Haunted Mansion Holiday, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Indiana Jones, we gave 10 out of 10. We walked out of there and Jaleesa was like, oh my God. Yeah. I was like,
yeah. Isn't that mind-blowing to go, oh, what? Mm-hmm. We've got Dinosaur, and they've got that?
Yeah.
So you can see why they want to redo Dinosaur. Yeah.
Will it be the same, though? We don't know.
No. No, no, I think it's a new adventure.
It's, yeah, it's a different adventure. Pirates, 10 out of 10. She loved it. It was,
okay.
I was sitting there like this, because you know like when you bring someone somewhere that you love, and you want them to love it too, so you're like,
please, please enjoy this. Please enjoy this.
So I was just looking at her, like, does she like it? Does she like it? She liked it.
Yeah.
And then Sleeping Beauty Castle Walkthrough, 10 out of 10. So those are our 10 out of 10s there. And then at California Adventure, Red Charlie was 10 out of 10.
Hmm.
Mission Breakout, 10 out of 10. Luigi's Rockin' Roasters, 10 out of 10.
I love that attraction.
We also gave Mater's 10 out of 10.
Well, all right.
Because that Christmas music was giving.
It's good stuff.
Incredicoaster, obviously 10 out of 10. Jessie's Carousel, 12 out of 10.
Wow.
Persian Lisa.
Okay, but I'm very biased toward carousels. And again, I was just happy to be there.
You love carousels. So those are like our top rated attractions. Our lowest scored attraction was Finding Nemo and Buzz Lightyear.
Okay. Even though you can move, take the gun out on Buzz Lightyear.
I mean, yeah, it was still cool. Like, I know.
Not your favorite.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened with Buzz.
It was at night. And we were just kind of like, it's our last thing on our list. We didn't really rate anything low at DCA.
Okay.
Except for Avengers Assemble, 7 out of 10, but we couldn't see. That's why the sun was like, we couldn't really see what was going on. It was such a fun time, and I literally cannot wait to go back.
I love this for you. For both of you. How fun. Y'all were looking forward to that trip. You had it planned for a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
And so you knew it was coming up. November 2024, it's coming, coming. It's for your anniversary. And I'm so glad that it was everything that y'all wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Like,
it was
because
so
you,
good.
It's just so interesting too, Denny, because like we were supposed to go to Disneyland for our honeymoon. But that would have been in 2021 and it wouldn't have been the same. So I'm glad we waited until like our 3-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, the experience was very different in 2021 in Disneyland. So good for you. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Right now the plan is to go back this year.
Very good.
For our 4th wedding anniversary.
May it be.
Yeah. It's not going to be as like, it'll be like 2 days in the parks and then like renting a car to go like explore on another day. But I know, fell in love with California.
But here's the thing. You now have that as your base of reference, your frame of reference. You've done all the things, and now you go back and do your favorites. And then, like you're saying, add in other adventures that maybe get you off property, because there are so many cool things just adjacent to property, just a little bit off property. Go see Southern California. I mean, there's a reason why people love it.
One of the things I really want to do, because I love reality TV, I want to go to Huntington Beach area. Because selling the OC, which is like selling Sunset, but the Orange County version, their office is over there.
And you'll be like, excuse me.
Hi.
Erica here.
Hi. Can you find me a cheap place to live?
Please.
They're going to be like, no.
I need to move.
But I would like to go out there and eventually, like, go to San Diego and stuff. So
San Diego is gorgeous. Historic San Diego. Do not miss it.
Yeah.
Eat the food. They are making authentic tortillas right there on the sidewalk. Like, it is unbelievably good.
That's amazing.
Unbelievably
good. I just, you know, traveling to California... You know, the airfare is the most, like, expensive thing out of everything, right? Okay. But it's worth it to get to that side of the country.
So what questions do you have for those who are watching as spurred on by this conversation?
Well, do you agree with our ratings?
Opening it up to you now. Here we go.
I would like to know how you, like, how many days you think you need to enjoy Disneyland for the first time. Because right now, I very much agree, like, 4 days.
Okay.
A lot of people are like, it's only 2 parks. I'm like, no. We were able to really, like, experience it fully having 4, 3.5, whatever, days to really live in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I want to know what you think. Like, how many days do you think you need for a first-timer to go to Disneyland? Is there anything that we missed as first timers that you think we should have done? I know we're gonna get like Fantasmic and all that stuff. But yeah, if you were talking to another first timer, what would you tell them or what advice would you say that we did was right? You know,
there you go. If you have feedback, give it, give it because or, it might make your next trip stronger.
If you've been to other places near Anaheim that we should visit on our next trip, please put the recommendations so that because we're going to do a day truly where we rent a car and like drive around. So if there's anything like in the nearby area that we should check out, let us know.
There are breweries.
I know. So Craig and Rhino always bring back beer. And I don't know what breweries they were, so I need to figure it out.
All right, it's a new year, so I'm going to shoot my shot. Also, if you think that Magic Matters should have a trip to California, please comment that below. Because we will make it happen.
Or if we should go on a quick little 3-nighter cruise and film an episode. On a Disney ship.
There it is.
Let us know.
There it is.
And if you want us to do that, get your friends to subscribe to the channel. Yes, watch our videos.
Like and subscribe, please. Views need to go up.
Right.
So, it was so much fun getting to hear y'all's thoughts of your big, big trip. That's so awesome. Thank you so much for joining us for this conversation. Listen, again, if you've not already done so, please like this video. It's so simple. Just click on that thumbs up. It's great if you just do that. Also, you can subscribe to the channel, share it with a friend, and hit that notification bell so that you know when a new Magic Matters episode goes up or a news break, because Erica is doing some really great news breaks in between. So
if you have any topics that you'd like to hear us talk on, please leave that in the comment section as well while you're here. Let us know.
If you want to follow along with my adventures in between the Magic Matters episodes, you can follow me on both Instagram and YouTube at Denny_Sunderly. Where can they follow you, Erica?
You can follow me at Healthy Dose of Erica on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, all that fun stuff. Healthy Dose of Erica.
Excellent. Love that. Thank you so much again for tuning in. We really hope that no matter what adventures you're going on this week, whether it be to Disneyland, Disney World, or just to work and home and back again, we hope that you remember that magic matters.